Will you please turn to the book of Revelation?
请我们翻开启示录。
Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
We will read from verse 12.
我们从12节开始读。
To verse 18.
到18节。
Revelation chapter 1. Verse 12.
启示录第一章第12节。
And I turned back to see the voice which spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment reaching to the feet, girt about at the breast with a golden girdle, his head and hair white like white wool as snow, and his eyes as a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass as burning in a furnace, and his voice as the voice of many waters, and having in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth a sharp two-edged sword going forth, and his countenance as the sun, shine in his power. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying, Fear not, I'm the first and the last and the living one. And I became dead, and behold, I'm living to the ages of ages, and have the keys of death and of Hades.
我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台。灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜。 声音如同众水的声音，他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远。” 并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。Chapter 2. 第二章。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 4.
我们从第一节读到第四节。To
the angel of the assembly in Ephesus write, These things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thine endurance, and that thou canst not bear evil men, and thou hast tried them who say that themselves are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and endured, and hast borne for my name's sake, and hast not wearied. But I have against thee, that thou hast left thy first love.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的说，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
Chapter 3.
第三章,
verse 14.
第十四节,
from verse 14 to verse 17.
从14节到17节,
And to the angels of the assembly in Laodicea write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot, just because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot. I'm about to spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I'm rich, and am grown rich, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art a wretched, and a miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked.
你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿门的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
May we have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank Thee for gathering us together this morning.
主啊，今天早晨为着你再把我们召聚到你面前，感谢你。
We have read Thy Word.
我们已经读了你的话语。
And now we just look to Thy Holy Spirit to reveal Thy Word in us.
现在我们仰望你的圣灵，将你的话语启示在我们里面。
Bring us into one with Thy living Word.
把我们带到与你的话合而为一。
That Thy Word will really become life and spirit to us.
好使你的话语对我们真成为灵，成为生命。
May Thy light shine upon us.
愿你的光照在我们身上。
And reveal all that Thou hast seen in us.
将你看在我们里面所看见的向我们显明。
That we may truly humble ourselves.And repent before thee.
好使我们真在你面前自卑并且悔改。
We praise and thank thee because thou art the God of grace.
我们实在感谢赞美你，因为你是满有恩典的神。
And thy grace and thy mercy endures forever.
你的恩惠和怜悯存到永远。
We ask in the name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉我们主亲爱主耶稣的名祷告。
阿门。I hope everybody knows by now what is the theme of this conference.
我盼望现在每一位都明白知道这一次聚会的主题是什么。
I ask this question because I feel that even though we may know the letters, but whether we really have entered into the spirit of the thief.
我问这个问题乃是因为可能我们照着字句知道大会的主题，但是是否我们心里面真有这个主题的实际？
It is on the recovery.The testimony of Christ.
主题乃是恢复基督的见证。
We have said before that this is not just a theme.
我们曾经说过，这不仅仅是一个主题。
A theme for us to consider.
让我们一同来思考的一个主题。
We believe that this is a truth.A reality.
我们相信这是一个真理，是一个实际。
It is something that we have to take it to heart.
这是一件我们应该用心来领受的事。
And by the grace of God, by His Holy Spirit, be led into the recovering of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
要借着神的恩典，靠着主的圣灵，带我们进入。耶稣基督见证的实际。
The Apostle John was one who was closest to our Lord Jesus.
使徒约翰乃是最靠近我们主耶稣的一位门徒。
He knew the Lord, in a sense, more than anybody else on earth.
就一面的意义来说，他比地上任何一个人更认识我们的主耶稣。
We can say that he was one who really knew the Lord.
我们可以这样说，他是一位真认识主的人。
But there you find when he was exiled on the island of Patmos.
但是当我们看见他被放逐在拔摩海岛上的时候
，For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
是为着神的道和耶稣基督的见证。
There on the Lord's day, he was in the Spirit.
在主日，他被带到灵里面。
And then he saw a vision.
然后他就看见了一个异象。
We call this the Patmos vision.
我们称这个做拔摩海岛上的异象。
It was the vision of our Lord Jesus.
这是一个我们主耶稣基督的异象。
The revelation.Of our Lord Jesus.
是我们主耶稣基督的启示。
And yet you find that it was a vision of our Lord that he had never seen before.
然而我们看见的，在这个启示里面，他是他从未看见的主。
There is always something more in our Lord Jesus than we know.
就是我们所认识的，在耶稣基督里面。还有我们更多没有看见过的。
No matter how much you think you know our Lord Jesus,
不论我们自认我们对主耶稣有多少的认识
，you will discover that he is far, far more than you really know.
我们会发现他远比我们真正所知道的要多的许许多多。
He is infinite.
他是无限。
And there the Apostle John.Saw something of our Lord that he had never known before.
在那里，使徒约翰看见我们的主是他以往从未认识过的。
He saw.
他看见
seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man.
他看见七个金灯台。灯台中间有一位好像人子。
Now we all know that the seven lampstands stand for the seven churches in Asia.
我们都知道这七个金灯台是代表着在亚细亚的七个教会。
Because this mystery is explained to us in verse 20.
因为这一个奥秘在二十节里面向我们解开了。
He says, the mystery of the seven stars which thou hast seen on my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are angels of the seven assemblies, and the seven lampstands are seven assemblies.
在二十节中说到，论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者。七灯台就是七个教会。
In the midst of the seven lampstands, he saw one like the Son of Man.
在七个金灯台中间，他看见了有一位好像人子。
As a matter of fact, the seven golden lampstands serve as the background.
事实上，这七个金灯台只不过是个背景。
And the one who stood in the midst.Of the seven golden lampstands is in the foreground.
那站在七个金灯台中间的人子才是主体。
The church is only a background to Christ Jesus.
对基督而言，对基督耶稣而言，教会只不过是个背景。
We cannot just see the church and not see Christ.
我们不能只看见教会而没有看见基督。
If there is no Christ, there is no church.
如果没有基督，就没有教会。
But when you really see Christ, you see to the church.
当我们真实看见基督的时候，我们就看见了教会。
Because the church is the background of our Lord Jesus.
因为教会是我们主耶稣基督的背景。
There he saw our Lord Jesus in his tenfold glory.
在这里我们看见我们主耶稣十方面的荣耀。
He was one like a son of man.
他是一位好像人子的。
We know that the son of man is a term that our Lord Jesus used frequently while he was in the flesh.
我们知道人子是当主耶稣在肉身中行走的时候常常自称的一个词。
And he is one who is well known to the Apostle John.
而这一个名词呢，对使徒约翰来讲也是熟悉的。
But somehow he looks a little bit different.
但是在这里呢，看起来好像有他有一点不一样。
So John says he looks like a son of man.
所以约翰说他看起来好像人子。
He knew the Lord Jesus so well when he was in the days of his humiliation.
当主在地上卑微的日子中，约翰是那样的熟悉他的主。
But now, the Lord is in glory.
但是现在主在荣耀中了。
So he finds that he looks like the Son of Man that he knows.
所以他说呢，他看起来好像。是他所认识的那位人子。
And yet he found that it was so very different.
但是他却发现他又那么的不一样。
Because he is no longer in the day of his humiliation.
因为他并不在他的那卑微的日子中。
He is now in glory.
现在他在荣耀中。
And he found that this Son of Man is clothed with a garment reaching to the feet.
他看见人子身穿长衣直垂到脚。
Now garment in the scripture always represents righteousness.
在圣经中的外衣长衣呢总是代表着公义。
So here we find Christ is our righteousness.
所以在这里我们看见基督是我们的义。
And his righteousness is a perfect,Full righteousness.
他的公义是完全，是丰满的义。
And on the other hand, we find the priests who served in the temple, they were long garments.
另一面，我们看见在圣殿中服侍的祭司，他们要穿长的外衣。
So our Lord Jesus here, he is the one who is righteousness itself.
And所以在这里我们看见我们主耶稣基督他自己就是我们的义。
And also, he is our great high priest.
他也是我们的大祭司。
What is the Lord doing today in heaven?
主耶稣今天在天上在做什么呢？
I remember there was a story.
我记得一个故事说。
An elderly sister who wanted to be baptized.
有一位年长的姊妹盼望受浸。
And he was being questioned by the elders.
他就接受长老们的问话。
And one of the elders asked this question.
有一位长老就问了他一个问题。
What is the Lord doing in heaven?
主在天上做什么呢？
And this elderly sister thought a while and answered.
这位老姊妹想了一下就回答。
He looked down from heaven and find fault with me.
他从天上往下看了，在我身上找过错。
I don't know whether she passed or not.
我不晓得他是否通过了这个问话。
Now, what is our Lord Jesus doing today?
今天我们的主到底在做什么呢？
When we read the book of Hebrews,
当我们读希伯来书的时候，
we discover a living truth.
我们发现了一个活的事实。
That our Lord Jesus is our high priest.
我们的主耶稣是我们的大祭司。
How he liveth forever.
他如何活到永远。
And making intercession for us.
并且为我们代祷。
We can be Christians today.
我们今天可以做基督徒。
We can live a Christian life.
我们可以过一个基督徒的生活。
It is all because he is our great high priest.
乃是因着他是我们的大祭司。
How our Lord Jesus serves us every moment of the day.
主耶稣在我们每一天每一个时刻在服侍我们。
How he serves us with all that he has accomplished while he was on earth.
他把他在地上为我们所完成的一切来服侍到我们身上。
We cannot be, live a Christian life without knowing that our Lord Jesus is our high priest.
若是我们不知道主耶稣是我们的大祭司，我们就没有办法过我们基督徒的生活。
His ministry in heaven is as important as his ministry on earth.
他在天上的职事如同他在地上的职事一样的重要。
But when you read the book of Revelation,
但是当我们读启示录的时候，
you find another aspect of his being the great high priest.
我们看见他做大祭司的另一方面。
And it is not just to each individual believers.
那不仅仅是向着每一个个别的信徒而言。
Of course, we need him as our high priest every day.
当然我们每一天都需要他做我们的大祭司。
And we are receiving his ministry day by day.
我们每一天都需要他对我们的服侍。
But sometimes we forget.
但是有的时候我们会忘记。
That while he was in heaven as the great high priest,
当他在天上做大祭司的时候，
he is actually ministering in the true tabernacle.
他乃是在真帐幕里面做执事。
In other words,He is there ministering to the church.
换句话说，他在那里是服侍教会。
John at that time was in exile.
约翰那个时刻是被放逐的。
He was unable to minister to these churches in Asia.
他没有办法服侍在亚细亚的教会。
Most likely on the Lord's Day.
最可能的在主日的时候，
he might be sitting on a rock,
他可能坐在一个石头岩石上，
and look over the sea,
他望过那个海，
he could faintly see the outline of Asia Minor,
他可以隐约的看见亚细亚的海岸线。
He was thinking of these churches that he ministered beforeHe was exiled.
他在那里回想到在他被放逐之前所服侍的众教会。
He wondered what will be the condition of these churches.
他在想这些教会现在的光景到底如何。
He was burdened with them.
他心里面为他们有沉重的负担。
And then he was given a vision.
就在这时候，一个异象赐给了他。
He might be taken away from these churches that he loved.
他可以被从他所爱的这些教会中被带出来。
But there is one great high priest who is ministering to the seven golden lampstands unceasingly.
但是却有一位就是我们的大祭司，他从不停止地在服侍他的教会。
How this comfort his heart.
这何等地安慰了他的心。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
We know that our Lord Jesus, he was in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
我们知道我们的主耶稣他在这七个金灯台中间。
He never leaves his beloved church.
他从来没有离开过他所爱的教会。
And he's always there, interceding and ministering to his own church.
他一直在那里为他的教会祷告和服侍他们。
And he girded about at the breast with a golden girdle.
他的胸间束着金带。
We know that in the old days, especially when you wear a long gown.
我们知道在古时候，当一个人穿长衣的时候。
Now when you want to do some work,
当你需要做一点工作的时候。
You have to use a girdle to girdle and bring up that long gown.
我们需要用一个带子把那一个长衣呢把它束起来。
Otherwise,it will interfere with your working.
要不然的话，这长衣就会妨碍工作。
But strangely, you find this girdle is not around his waist.
但是很稀奇的，我们看见这个带子不是围着他的腰。
You find that this golden girdle is over his breast.
我们发现这一个金带呢是束在他的胸间。
In other words, that shows us.
换句话说，他让我们看见
that the work of redemption that he has accomplished is already finished.
他所完成的那个救赎已经成了。
But the same spirit of love is over him.
但是那同样的爱仍然在他的身上。
While on earth he's girded up his garment.
当他束上他的长衣。
And serve people while on earth.
他来服侍，他在地上的时候，他来服侍人们。
And now in heaven, he is still girded.
现在他在天上，他仍然束着带。
On the basis of his accomplished work, he is ministering to his church.
是根据于他所完成的工作，他来服侍他的教会。
His head and hair, white like white wool as snow.
他的头与发洁白，如白羊毛如雪。
White hair usually represents wisdom.
白发通常是代表着智慧。
But so far as human beings are concerned, it may not be true.
但是就是人来说呢，这不一定是真的。
You see a white hair here, but he is a fool.
但是你看见这里有一个白发的人，他却是一个愚昧的。
But with our Lord Jesus,
但是对我们主耶稣
，You find that he is full of wisdom.
我们发现他是满了智慧。
As a matter of fact, he is wisdom itself.
事实上。他就是智慧的本身。
When you read the book of Proverbs, you find wisdom is personified.
在箴言里面，我们看见了，智慧好像一个人一样。
And that is none other but our Lord Jesus.
那除了我们主耶稣之外，不是别人。
And his eyes as a flame of fire.
他的眼目如同火焰。
In other words, that he has such sight.
换言之呢，他有如此锐利的目光。
You remember when Simon was first led to the presence of Jesus.
我们记得当西门第一次被带到主耶稣面前。
You know what happened?
我们知道发生了什么事。
The Bible says the Lord Jesus looked at him all over.
圣经告诉我们说，主就仔细地打量他。
Oh, maybe looking from his head unto his feet.
可能从头到脚都看他。
And this look closed the mouth of Simon.
这一个看就叫彼得西门的闭嘴。
Simon was a very talkative person.
西门是一个爱说话的人。
That was his human nature.
这就是他的人性。
But when our Lord looked at him, he was speechless.
但是当主看他的时候，他就无话可说了。
Because our Lord Jesus looked not at appearance.
因为我们的主不是看外貌。
The Lord looked into the very heart.
主看到人的内心。
Not only at the time when Simon met the Lord.
不仅是西门初次遇见主的时候。
But the Lord looked at him and knew what he was going to be.
并且主打量看他，知道他将来会如何。
Not only his past.His present, but also his future.
不仅他的过去和现在，并且他的将来。
There is nothing that is not naked before the eyes of our Lord Jesus.
没有一件事在我们主耶稣的眼中不是赤露敞开的。
We may hide ourselves from the sight of man.
我们可能在人的眼前，我们掩盖自己。
But before the Lord, all things.Are naked.
但是在主面前，一切万物都是赤露敞开的。
And then you find his feet like fine brass, as burning in a furnace.
然后我们看见他的脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜。
Brass.In the scripture, always represents judgment.
铜在圣经中总是代表着审判。
You remember the altar of sacrifice in the temple.
我们记得在圣殿中献祭的祭坛。
It was made of brass.
它是用铜做的。
Because brass in the scripture represents judgment.
因为在圣经中铜是代表着审判。
What our Lord Jesus sees, he judges.
我们主耶稣所看见的，他就要审判。
His judgment is not according to appearance.
他的审判不是照着外貌。
He judges as God judges.
他审判如同神审判一般。
He judges the right judgment.
他做一个公义对的审判。
Because he sees everything through and through.
因为他将一切都看透了。
You cannot judge until you see right.
除非我们看得对，我们就没有办法做判断。
Our judgment is so undependable.
我们的判断常常是不可靠的。
But his judgment.Is according to righteousness.
但是他的判断乃是根据于公义。
And his voice as the voice of many waters.
他的声音如同众水的声音。
It means.How majestic is his voice?
这里告诉我们，他的声音是何等的威严。
How powerful he is!
他是何等的有能力。
And having in his right hand seven stars.
他右手拿着七星。
And that shows us that the messengers of the seven lampstands of the seven churches.Are in his right hand.
这告诉我们，七个教会的使者是在他的手中。
Right hand is the hand of might, of power, of responsibility.
在他的右手中，右手说到能力、他的责任和他的啊。
So all the people.Who are responsible for the churches are in the right hand of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见所有教会的使者都在他的右手中，在他的能力中。
He not only holds them responsible, but he supplies them with all the needs.
他不仅使他们负责任，并且他供应他们一切的需要。
And out of his mouth a sharp two-edged sword, going forth.
从他的口中出来一把两刃的利剑。
And the two-edged sword represents the living and operative word of God.
这两刃的利剑代表着神活泼有功效的话语。
It penetrates and divides the soul and the spirit.
它能够将灵和魂刺入剖开。
And expose all the thoughts and intents of the heart.
把人心中一切的意念和主意都显露出来。
And his countenance as the sun shines in his glory.
他的面貌如同烈日放光。
In other words, you'll find all the beauty of our Lord Jesus is there.
换言之，我们可以看见我们主一切的荣美都从那里显出来。
And this is the Patmos vision that John saw.
这是约翰在拔摩海岛上所看见的异象。
He saw our Lord Jesus something that he had never seen before.
他看见我们的主是他以往从来所没有看见的。
He realized for the first time that our Lord Jesus in heaven is the high priest ministering to his own church.
他意识到我们的主现在乃是在天上对他教会成为大祭司。
This is a new revelation to the Apostle John.
这对使徒约翰来讲是一个新的启示。
He saw the Lord Jesus as the great high priest over his own sanctuary.
他看见我们的主耶稣基督，他在圣所里面做他掌管他自己的在做大祭司掌管他自己的圣所。
In one word, our Lord Jesus is ministering to his churches.
换句话说，我们的主在服侍他的教会。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
，When we think of ministry.
当我们想到服侍的时候
，Probably our first thought will be he is supplying every need.
很可能我们首先想到的就是他供应一切的需要。
But ministry in the right sense does not begin with supplying the need.
但是服侍在一个对的意义中呢，并不是讲仅仅讲到供应一切的需要而已。
You cannot ministry without first judgment.
我们没有经过审判，我们是不可能服侍的。
If you cannot discern, if you cannot distinguish, how can you supply?
如果我们不能够分辨，不能够区别，我们怎能供应呢？
So you find in the ministry of our Lord Jesus, there is an element of judgment which we usually neglect.
所以我们看见在主耶稣的服事中，他首先是有一个判断，这是我们通常所忽略的。
We think of one who ministers to us as one who's pat our shoulder and say everything is all right.
我们想一个服事我们的人是拍着我们肩膀说一切都好了，没有问题。
That will be deceiving.
那是一个蒙蔽和欺骗。
Our Lord Jesus is so true and faithful.
我们的主是诚信真实的。
So here you find a picture of our Lord Jesus in his ministry above.
所以在这里我们看见我们的主耶稣他在天上的一个服事的图画。
And yet in that ministry, the description that you see is the one who judges.
所以在这个服事中，我们看见他所描写的乃是讲到那一位审判的主。
He is qualified to judge.
他有资格来审判。
He discerns everything.
他分辨万事。
And what he sees, he judges.
他所看见的，他就要审判。
And what he judges, he supplies.
当他审判了以后，他必供应。
Therefore, his supply, support is never failing.
所以他的供应和扶持是永不失败的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Do you think that our Lord Jesus will not judge us?
你是不是认为我们的主耶稣不会审判我们呢
？Thank God, He was judged on the cross on our stead.
感谢神，他在十字架上为我们受了审判。
The judgment of the great white throne is over.
那白色大宝座的审判已经过去了。
The judgment of eternal life and eternal death is already decided.
为着永生和永死的那个判断已经做了决定。
He was judged and delivered us from that great judgment.
他为我们受了审判。拯救我们脱离了永远的审判。
And now we are his beloved.
现在我们是他所亲爱的。
And do you think because we are his beloved, he will never judge us again?
你是否认为我们是他所爱的，所以他就再不审判我们了呢？
If we are not disciplined,
若是我们没有受过管教，
we are not loved.
我们就不是蒙爱的。
He is as a father.
他好像一位父亲。
Who chastised his son.
他管教他的儿子。
So brothers and sisters, there is an element of judgment that we have to see.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见在这里，我们必须看见一个。审判的这个因素。
Today among God's people, we do not like to hear the word judgment.
今天在神的儿女们中间，我们都不喜欢听见审判这个词。
We say the judgment is already over.
我们常说审判已经过去了。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Whom the Father loves, He chastises.
父所爱的，他就要管教。
Put it another way.
用另外一种方式。
His judging us is for positive reason.
他来审判我们乃是为着积极的原因。
It is discipline.
这乃是一个管教。
It is child training.
这是训练孩子。
It is very positive.
这是非常的正面积极的。
He disciplines us in order to bring us into His glory.
他管教我们，为要带我们进入他的荣耀。
Without discipline, we will never grow up.
没有管教，我们就永不会长大。
We will remain as babes in Christ.
我们一直留在基督里做婴孩的阶段。
But God wants sons.
但是神要得做儿子。
You cannot be a son until you are disciplined.
我们除非受管教。我们就不能长成为儿子。
And through discipline, we grow up.
借着管教，我们成长。
And the same thing is true with the church.
对于教会而言，这也是真的。
Our Lord Jesus today is judging His own church.
今天我们的主耶稣他在审判他自己的教会。
In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17.
在彼得前书第四章第十七节中
，He tells us this.
他告诉我们这个。
First Peter 4:17.
彼得前书四章十七节。
For the time of having the judgment begin from the house of God is come.
因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。
When the Apostle Peter wrote this first epistle,
当使徒彼得写这头一封书信的时候
，He already told us that the time of judgment has begun first in the house of God.
他告诉我们说，时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。
We believe that this judgment has already begun.
我们相信。这一个审判已经开始了。
Because this is what you see on that Patmos, in that Patmos vision.
因为这就是我们在那个拔摩海岛的意象中所看见。
He judges that he may perfect it.
他审判是为着要成全。
We mentioned before when we turn to the book of Acts.
我们曾经读到使徒行传的时候，我们提到。
We see how glorious the church begins on earth.
我们看见当教会在地上开始的时候是何等的荣耀。
How the Holy Spirit came down from heaven.
圣灵如何从天而降。
And filled the whole house.
充满了那整个屋子。
And all the 120 people, they were baptized in one spirit into one body.
那120个门徒，他们就从同一位圣灵受了浸，进入了一个身体。
And they all testified, witnessed to the Lord.
他们都为主做见证。
And you remember how the rumor went out.
我们也记得谣言怎样传出去。
And many people in Jerusalem began to gather.
就耶路撒冷有许多人，他们就开始聚在一起。
We believe it cannot be in that upper room.
我们相信呢，那不是在那个祷告的小楼上。
Because it cannot accommodate so many people.
因为那容不下这么多人。
Probably they moved to Solomon's porch.
很可能他们到了圣殿所罗门的廊子那里。
And people really gathered around them.
许多的人就围绕他们。
And Peter stood up with the 11.
彼得和11个使徒一起站起来。
It was collective.
那乃是团体的。
And there you find how Peter preached the first gospel message.
我们看见彼得传了第一篇福音的信息。
And what did he declare?
他在那里宣告什么呢？
He said that what you see and hear.
他说：“你们所看见、所听见的这个现
象 ，proves one thing. Proves one thing.
这证明一件事情。
It proves that the one whom you crucified, he has been crowned as Lord and Christ.
他证明你们所钉十字架的那一位，他现在已经得着了荣耀。”被立为基督了。
And because of this message,
因着这一个信息
，witnessing, testifying to the testimony of Jesus,
他们为着主耶稣的见证做了证明和见证。
How 3,000 people converted and baptized?
就有3000人悔改受浸。
And in the early church, it was so glorious.
在早期的教会是何等的荣耀。
How they were all together.
他们怎样的同心聚在一起。
And how they broke bread together.
他们如何的一起擘饼。
And how they prayed together.
他们如何同心的祷告。
And how they were all delivered from self-possessiveness.
他们如何被被自己所占据中拯救出来。
You know, self-possessiveness is an instinct in human nature.
我们知道被己所占据的，那是在人本性里面的一个本能。
Even little children,
就是一个小孩子。
You can see this.
我们可以看见。
He has a toy.
当他有一个玩具的时候。
And with his little friends, they are sharing.
他跟他的小同伴们呢，他们一起分共享。
And suddenly he said, "Well, this is mine."
忽然之间他说：“这是我的。
”And you find that self-possessiveness is there.
我们发现了要以自我去拥有在人的里面。
Now who can deliver us from self-possessiveness?
谁能拯救我们从这个己的拥有里出来呢
？Except the Lord Himself.
除非主自己。
So something happened.
所以有一件事发生了。
And they live together in love and harmony.
他们住在一起呢，在爱中，在和谐里面同居。
The Holy Spirit was so evident in their midst.
圣灵在他们中间是那样的明显。
It has a glorious beginning.
教会有一个荣耀的开始。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
that doesn't mean that there was no problem.
这并不代表说在他们中间没有问题。
Because our brother has already mentioned,
因为我们弟兄们已经提到，
how the enemy of God hated to see the church maintaining the testimony of Jesus.
神的仇敌何等痛恨看见教会持守耶稣基督的见证。
Because he knows that the testimony of Jesus that the church has testified will be his downfall.
因为他知道教会为耶稣基督的见证所显明出来的那个见证的光景就要使他脆弱，使他失败。
So he will try every means to pull down the church.
所以他要用各种的方法把教会拉下来。
That he may not be able to testify the testimony of Jesus.
好叫教会不再为耶稣基督的见证来做见证。
And that will, in a sense, delay the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose.
在一面意义来讲，他就要延迟耶稣神永远旨意的成全。
And unfortunately,
很可惜的，
you cannot blame everything on Satan.
我们也不能把一切的罪都归在撒旦身上。
Because on the other hand, you find in our fallen nature, there is something that always responds to the temptation of Satan.
因为从另一面，我们看见。在我们自己的人性的里面，总有一些东西事物是与撒旦的试探引诱响应。
Unless we allow the cross of Christ work in our lives,
除非我们容许基督的十字架在我们身上做工
，put the self life to death,
把我们的己生命致死
，allow the life of Christ in us to be manifested.
好叫基督的在我们里面的生命能够彰显出来。
You will find there's always a fifth columnist in you.
我们总会发现在我们里面的有
you an ally with the enemy.
在我们里面的总有一个与仇敌同盟的一位。
So because of these two sides,
因为有这两面。
You find even in the early church, the enemy tried to slip in, tempt the old man in us, and try to destroy the testimony.
我们就看见了，在甚至在早期教会中呢，仇敌常常就来引诱我们里面的旧人，为了要毁坏主的见证。
When you see the first four chapters of the book of Acts,
当我们读使徒行传头四章，
you find everything was so glorious.
我们发现每一件事都是那样的荣耀。
The early church at that time was able to fulfill her mission.
在那个时代的教会能够成就她所受的托付。
And what is their mission?
他们的使命是什么呢？
Their mission was to bear the testimony of Jesus.
他们的使命乃是背负耶稣基督的见证。
They were not there to proclaim themselves.
他们不是在那里宣讲自己。
They were there to proclaim the Lord Jesus and Him crucified.
他们在那里宣讲耶稣并他钉十字架。
They were there to declare that our Lord Jesus is truly the Lord of all.
他们在那里宣告我们的主，他实在是万主之主。
He is the first and the last.
他是首先的，他是末后。
He is the living one.
他是存活的。
He became dead.
他曾经死过。
But he lived forever and ever.
现在又活了，并且活到永远。
And holding in his hand the keys of death and of Hades.
在他手中握着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
How gloriously they fulfill their responsibility.
他们何等的荣耀的。成全了他们的 责任。
But when you come to chapter 5,
但是我们来到第五章，
you find at that time because many brothers and sisters who came from the Passover,
我们看见在
Pentecost,
在五旬节的时候有许多的人弟兄姊妹们来到耶路撒冷。
The Jews were come from all corners of the world.
犹太人从世界的各个角落而来。
Because three times a day, three times a year, they have to come to the temple.
因为一年三次，他们必须来到圣殿。
And after they got saved,
当他们得救了之后，
after they came into such a wonderful life together,
他们在一起过一个何等奇妙的生活。
They will not return home.
他们就不回家了。
That's the reason why.
那就是为什么。
Those who have properties in Jerusalem.
那些在耶路撒冷有产业的人。
They not only offer their homes to all the brothers and sisters.
他们不仅把自己的家向所有弟兄姊妹打开。
They also sold their properties.
他们同时把自己一切的产业都变卖，
so that the brothers and sisters who remain may have food.
好使那些留下来的弟兄姊妹们有食物可吃。
And then you find a couple.
然后我们看见有一对夫妇，
Ananias and Sapphira.
就是亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉。
They saw other brothers, sisters selling their properties, lay the money at the feet of the apostles.
他们看见许多的人把自己的产业变卖了， 把银钱放在使徒的脚前。
So the poor ones may be supported.
好使那些穷人得着供应。
But instead of seeing this,
但是他们除了看见这些之外，
they saw that those who did it were praised by people.
那些如此做的人就被别人称赞。
So something from the enemy enter their heart.
所以呢，从仇敌那里来的一件事情就进到他们的心中。
They want to get the applause.
他们希望人的鼓掌。
They sold their property.
他们也卖了自己的田产。
But secretly hid apart from it.
但是暗中留下了一部分。
And gave the rest to Peter.
把其余的带到彼得的面前。
They deceived the Holy Spirit.
他们欺骗了圣灵。
But the Holy Spirit at the time was so prevailing.
但是那个时刻，圣灵在教会中是那样的清楚明显。
Immediately Peter, by the Holy Spirit, he knew what was happening.
彼得立刻因着圣灵的缘故，他就知道发生了什么事。
And you know the result.
我们知道那个结果。
I often say,
我常常说，
In the church there's always problems.
在教会中总是会有问题。
But problems are not problems.
问题本身不是问题。
If they can be solved rightly, it was blessing.
它可以立刻对的做解决而变成一个祝福。
If you cannot solve it, then it really becomes a problem.
如果我们不能解决它，它就真变成一个问题。
Not only in chapter 5 of Acts,
不仅在使徒行传第五章中。
You look into chapter 6.
我们看见第六章。
And at that time there were so many gathered in Jerusalem.
在那个时候，有许多人聚在耶路撒冷。
Some were Hebrew Jews.
有一些是希伯来的犹太人。
That is, they were Hebrews dwelling in the Promised Land.
那就是那些希伯来住在应许地的希伯来人。
And they were Hellenistic Hebrews.
也有一些希利尼化的
希伯来人。They live in foreign countries.
他们是住在别的地方。
And they came over for the Pentecost.
他们来到耶路撒冷是为了过五旬节。
And they were many widows too.
在他们中间有许多的寡妇。
Because life was very hard during this time.
因为在那一段时期生活是非常艰难的。
And the church tried to supply the needs of these widows.
教会就供应这些寡妇的需要。
But unfortunately, those who did the supplying were Hebrew Jews.
但是很可惜呢，那些需要他们供应的都是讲希伯来话的犹太人。
So the widows from the Hebrew Jews were fully supplied.
所以那些希伯来人中间的寡妇们就受了很好的供应。
They did not know much about the Hellenistic Jews.
他们并不知道那些讲希利尼话的犹太人他们。
So their widows were neglected.
所以他们的寡妇就被忽略了。
It was not intentional.
这不是有意的。
It shows that human beings are so limited.
这显出呢，人是何等的有限。
And there was murmuring.
那个时候就有了怨言、低估的声音。
And you know, as the murmurs began to grow,
当这些怨言开始增长的时候，
the right consequence is rebellion.
那一个结果就是背叛。
But thank God.
但是感谢神
，The Holy Spirit was so prominent.
但是圣灵在那里是那样的明显。
Immediately the apostles realized their weakness.
立刻使徒们他们就意识到自己的软弱。
And they opened it up to the brothers and sisters.
他们就向着弟兄姊妹们敞开。
And let them choose seven men.
让他们拣选了七个人。
To take care of the food.
来管理饭食。
And thank God.
感谢神。
Of the seven person chosen,
在这七个被拣选的人中
，none, maybe one, was Hebrew Jews.
可能没有一个，或许有一个是住在犹太地的希伯。
They choose all those who came from Hellenistic Jews.
他们所拣选的都是从讲希利尼话的犹太人中选出来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
You see the love there.
我们在这里看见了爱。
There was no jealousy.
在那里没有嫉妒。
There was confidence, faith.
在那里有信心，有把握。
The problem was solved.
问题得着了解决。
And the church prospered.
教会就增长。
Go to chapter 8.
我们来到第八章。
And you find Philip was greatly used by God in Samaria.
我们看见了腓力被神使用在撒玛利亚传福音。
And many came to the Lord.
有许多的人来到主面前。
And even Simon the magician came to the Lord.
甚至那行邪术的西门也信了主。
But you remember the story.
我们记得那个故事。
When Peter and John came to Samaria.
当彼得和约翰来到撒玛利亚
lay hands on these believers.
他们就为着信徒按手
and they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就被圣灵所充满
Now why is it so?
为什么如此呢
Because the Samaritans and the Jews had nothing to do with each other.
因为呢，撒玛利亚人和犹太人本来是不相往来的
If the Holy Spirit came upon the Samaritans separately,
如果圣灵是分别的降在撒玛利亚人身上。
Then you will have a separate church.
那么我们就看见会有不同，会有分开的教会。
Because in one spirit we were baptized into one body.
然而在一个灵里面，我们进入了一个身体。
Neither Jews nor Gentiles.
不再分犹太人或希利尼人。
So the Holy Spirit withheld himself purposely.
所以。圣灵的有意的保留了自己
，until people from Jerusalem came and lay hands on them，
直到有从耶路撒冷来的人为他们按手。
Laying hands means identification，
这个按手表明彼此的接纳认同。
We are no longer Jews nor Gentiles，
我们不再是。犹太人和外邦人。
We are one in Christ Jesus.
我们在基督耶稣里是一。
And the Holy Spirit came.
圣灵降下。
And they were baptized into that one body.
他们就受浸，进入了那一个身体。
Thank God you find how the Lord solved the problem.
我们感谢神，我们看见主如何解决了这个问题。
How the church overcame.
教会如何的得胜
？And when you come to Acts chapter 15,
当我们来到《使徒行传》第十五章
，you find a bigger problem.
我们看见更大的问题。
There were the Judaizers.
在那里有一些犹太教的人。
They were devout Jews before.
他们 之前的是非常虔诚的犹太人。
Now they believe in the Lord Jesus.
现在他们信了主耶稣。
But somehow the past is still has a hold upon them.
但是他们的过去呢，仍然的紧紧抓住他们。
They say you Gentiles.
他们说你们外邦人。
You should not only believe in the Lord Jesus.
你们不仅要信耶稣基督。
You have to be circumcised.
你们还需要受割礼。
You have to keep the law.
你们要守律法。
Otherwise, you're not saved.
要不然你们就没有得救。
And there was such a great controversy.
在那里就有了极大的争议。
And you find the council in Jerusalem.
我们看见在耶路撒冷就有一个会议。
Chapter 15.
在第十五章。
And thank God how God overruled.
感谢神，神在那里管制一切。
And solve the problem.
而且解决了那个问题。
But though it was solved,
但是虽然它解决了
，you find this problem continue on.
但是我们看见这个问题呢，一直继续下去。
Throughout the ministry of the Apostle Paul,